Cool, I think I've got it in the right place. You can hear me just fine, it sounds like. How are y'all? I feel like I'm one of those CEO Christians. You know about CEO Christians? Christmas and Easter only? I feel like I'm only here after Christmas and after Easter. Because last time I was here, it was just the weekend after Christmas. Now it's the weekend after Easter. Here I am. So, but I do, just to assure you, I do go to church every other Sunday. So. We're just right down in Hooksett, if you don't know, if you don't remember me being here. I'm Patrick, by the way. Joy and I go way back. We're just so glad. I'm so glad to see her today. We're happy that she was able to come up with you all. But today we're gonna read through Ephesians. We're going to focus on Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 10 today. I know we all just sat down. If you wouldn't mind standing, if you're able, for the reading of God's word, we'll read through it and then we'll get in. We're going to be in Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. The heading is, By Grace Through Faith. And it says, And you he made alive, who were dead, in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his craftsmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that you came and saved us by grace. God, that you remind us who we were before the salvation of your Son. And God, we look to you as you mold us, as your craftsmanship, your workmanship. God, help us trust you. Lord, I pray that your Spirit is within my words. God, that they are your words, that you touch the hearts that need to be touched and compel the hands that need to be compelled. God, we love you. In your name we pray. Amen. You may sit. All right. You once were lost, you have been saved by grace for a purpose. There's a reason for all of it. It's not just your ticket into heaven. There's a reason God saved us. So we want to keep that in mind. There's a purpose for all of this. So what is that purpose? Well, we are his workmanship. Okay, let's go to we. I promise it's not going to be word for word. We are his craftsmanship. We are the body of Christ, all of us in this room, all of the churches that preach the gospel, body of Christ, all of us. It's not just me. It doesn't rely on me. It's all of us. That means that there are many different expressions, diverse gifts given to as many different people as there are. We are all filled with unique gifts and talents, and all of these unique gifts and talents are valuable. If you feel like you don't have a gift that is valuable in the church, you're wrong. Your gifts are needed. Your gifts are desired. We are all part of this. We are all his workmanship. If you see other people and their gifts and don't find them valuable, Paul has other passages and other books that talk about that. That we, if value all gifts. We are all in this together. We can look at his workmanship. Two areas where we can look at this. We can look at this as his workmanship. We are his. We're not a project that we're building on our own. He's building us. We are his workmanship, who he has determined us to be. And we are his workmanship. What does the workmanship mean? It means poem. The Greek word for it is poema. And it means something made, but it's where we get the word poem from. Poema. We are his poema. I don't know about you, but that's beautiful to me. I am God's poema. I am God's poem. They're beautiful, and sometimes they don't make any sense, but they're intentional. God made it, and they're alive. They're alive. So we are intentionally made by him to be exactly who we are, exactly where we are. And what is that for? We see that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. There's some of us in the room that are probably doers. We really like to get stuff done. So we hear this like, okay, we are made for good works. And we're like, yep, all right, sign me up. I'm good. I love a good checklist. I love to go down through and get things done. So then you hear this and you're on board. Well, let's talk about it. So, all right, what are good works? We can look at Micah 6:8. I look to the Old Testament. You think about what are the good works there. You can see to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. Okay, I can put that on a to-do list. I can check those off. Was I just today, merciful? Did I walk humbly? That's great. We can also look at the original commission. We can look at be fruitful and multiply. Okay, we can do that. Have dominion over the earth. Okay, we can do that. We can look at the Great Commission. Go, therefore, make disciples, baptizing and teaching them to do everything I've commanded. We can do that. We can put that on a checklist. But here's the thing. That's all good. That's fine. The reality is, though, God simply calls us to be faithful. That's it. That's what God calls us to do. See, what this is saying is that God has prepared us for works that he has prepared for us. What do I mean by that? God has prepared us for a unique calling, made specifically for us. That unique calling is right in front of us. He places us in where he wants us to be. He has a plan for us in every moment, and to live that out, be faithful, and to do it, to be faithful to him. Not fueled by our desires and abilities, but by his calling and his equipping. I'm sure you guys have heard before that God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips the called. That's a relief in a lot of ways, as we are called to be faithful, and in many ways, we're in situations where we don't know what to do. When we have a dying family member and a family grieving, we don't know what to say. When we find out a friend's spouse has been cheating, resting and listening to your Heavenly Father and walking with your brother and Lord Jesus. And finally, Jesus says, do the first works. Those first works aren't new burdens or more good deeds. They're the workmanship that God already planned for you to walk into. They are the simple acts of love and faithfulness that he prepared for you before you even woke up this morning. They are the outpouring from your identity as a new creation in Christ, because you've fallen so deeply in love with him and what he's done for you and who he made you to be. You can't help but act. You can't help but go and declare, like the woman at the well, that Jesus has come for you, that Jesus has saved you, and that's available to anyone who calls on his name. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for saving us, for pulling us out of the darkness and bringing us into light. God, your grace is beyond measure. We could look back at every moment in our lives and see your grace weaving all the way through it, and there would still be even more that we don't even know about. God, may that grace and mercy spur us on. Lord, would that fill us with so much joy that we are bursting to tell others about you, knowing that it doesn't rest on us as a work, but that we are so moved that we can't help but go. God, I pray that every person in this room would come to you and through prayer would find what you have laid in front of them for them to do, how you have made them uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made for exactly where they are and exactly who they are, that they can come to you and be transformed by your Holy Spirit, that if they feel stuck, that you will unstick them. And that if they feel puffed up, that you will bring them back down. God, we thank you. We thank you that it doesn't rely on us. And we surrender ourselves to you today. In your name, amen.